Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 310 for May 5th, and we're going to start off in 1809, when Mary Keyes becomes the first woman awarded a U.S. patent for a technique of weaving straw with silken thread. And then in 1821, Emperor Napoleon dies in exile on the island of St. Helena in the South Atlantic Ocean. And finally, in 1886, workers marching for the 8-hour day in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, were shot at by a Wisconsin National Guardsman in what became known as the Bayview Massacre. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On May 5th, 1809, Mary Keyes made history by becoming the first woman to be awarded a U.S. patent. Her patent was for a new technique of weaving straw with silken thread, an innovation that significantly boosted the hat-making industry in the United States. Keyes' invention came at a time when the United States was still a relatively young nation, eager to establish its economic independence. By enhancing the hat-making industry, her innovation helped reduce reliance on foreign imports, which was particularly important during the Embargo Act of 1807 that limited trade with Great Britain. On May 5th, 1821, Napoleon Bonaparte, the former Emperor of France and one of the most influential figures in world history, died in exile on the remote island of St. Helena in the South Atlantic Ocean. His death marked the end of a tumultuous career that saw him rise from relative obscurity to become the ruler of much of Europe. After his defeat at the Battle of Waterloo in 1815, and subsequent abdication for the second time, Napoleon was exiled by the British to St. Helena. This small, isolated island was chosen to prevent any further attempts by Napoleon to escape and return to power, as he had previously done from Elba. Napoleon's health began to deteriorate significantly while on St. Helena. He suffered from various ailments, and his death was officially attributed to stomach cancer, though there have been some speculation and debate over the years about possible arsenic poisoning, either deliberate or accidental from environmental exposure. On May 5th, 1886, a tragic event unfolded in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, known as the Bayview Massacre. This incident occurred during a period of intense labor unrest in the United States, where workers nationwide were advocating for an 8-hour workday, a movement that culminated in nationwide strikes and protests beginning on May 1st, 1886. In Milwaukee, the protest was largely peaceful until May 5th, when a significant march was organized from Milwaukee to the Bayview Rolling Mills, which was the largest area employer and the main site of the strike. Thousands of workers joined the march, including many who had been striking since May 1st. As the crowd approached the Bayview Rolling Mills, they were met by Wisconsin National Guard, which had been called in to protect the mill and maintain order. The guardsmen, under orders to keep the strikers away from the mills, ended up firing into the crowd when the marchers did not disperse. This action resulted in the deaths of 7 people, including a child, with several others wounded. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify, and I will see you all tomorrow for some more history.